It's the Valentine's Day special edition of the Stream Leader Report live panel, or you could say it's the Valentine's week as we get ready for the holiday. We've got some Valentine's-related topics to discuss, and also some of the regular tech and creator and worldwide news as well. Let's do a show.
It's the Stream Leader Report live panel. Creators talking to creators. Raw, real, and unscripted. And sometimes they say the quiet part out loud. Here are your hosts, Claudia Santiago, Rebecca Gunter, Rob Greenlee, and Ross Brand.
Hey, gang, welcome to the Stream Leader Report. We have Rebecca Gunter, the peach in chief at Stone Fruit, Claudia Santiago from ClaudiaSantiago.com, and Rob Greenlee, the co-host of the New Media Show. I'm Ross Brand. This show is the Stream Leader Report, and every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, we do the Stream Leader Report live panel with the four of us or whoever is available. And it's been a lot of fun. I think we're up to 30-something episodes now, so we're going strong. And it's Valentine's Day coming up. And so we thought, why not have a special Valentine's issue? I mean, what could better fit with the rest of our content than love and sweetness and all good things? It's Valentine's Day coming up, and Rob, of all people, found a story that touches all of our hearts and gives us just a tremendous amount of hope for all of humanity.
Right. What to watch out for might be the better way of saying. Right.
So tell us, Rob, what's happening out there in the world of relationships?
Oh, well, I came across this survey study that came out here, ahead of Valentine's Day, which, you know, it's a survey of about 3,000 women to find their biggest apartment icks, right? Things that they will be willing to break up with a guy over, essentially. And a lot of them are really related to kind of male cleanliness, actually, might be a good way of saying it, and then how they create a decor in their place. So maybe this is a little bit of a application of women's preferences on men, when men kind of have their own kind of way of doing things. So you can take it with a grain of salt. I think that there's always a natural tension between men and women. Men are different than men. It's the Venus versus Mars argument that's been going on for decades. But about 75% of the women would leave their partners over dirty towels in the apartment. And half of the women, 48%, cited getting the ick when someone they're getting or they're dating doesn't own a bed frame. So, ladies, what's your comments on this? Do you agree with this, or are women being a little nitpicky about their men?
I brought some kicky talkies.
This is a hot topic.
I brought some kicky talkies.
I'm not done either. There's other highlights to this survey that will raise issues.
Well, let's start with the bed frame.
Yeah.
Male-female relations here, right?
Go ahead. I was just going to ask, do you own a bed frame, Rob? Or Ross?
I don't.
Let's explain
why I'm still single, right?
Let's go back to Bot Ross, who was going to date on Tinder, if you'll remember that.
That's
from
right.
a few episodes ago, in which the dating life of Ross Brand was brought into the AI revolution. So right. Step one, order bed frame.
Ross, I have to admit, you're brave for admitting to that. It would have been really easy just to say, yeah, of course I own a bed frame.
Sorry, not sorry that I asked the question.
You're not talking about the frame that just holds the mattress. You're talking about like a headboard and surrounding accoutrements.
I think in this piece, They mean, is your mattress on the freaking floor?
Right.
I think that's what they mean. It's always been on a frame.
I don't think it means, do you have a sleigh bed from Pottery Barn that's cherry wood that you have to polish? Like,
right. The mattress has always been in the mattress frame. Even when I had my first apartment at 23 or whatever, it was in the mattress frame.
So
what kind of animal do you think my parents raised?
We can cross that off.
There's another question here. Is, do you have a box spring under your mattress?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Or is it like a piece of plywood? Because that's also done out there.
Although there are beds now that, like, or at least in the last 20 years or so, that, like, it's kind of hip to have, like, the single mattress, no box spring, and have it in some sort of designer. I want the box spring underneath.
Like a box.
I got a bachelor friend who has the mattress on the floor and then another mattress on top of it, and they're not the same size.
Oh. That's kind of
I'm just saying. Yeah,
that's kind of icky.
Well, I think that's what we're talking about here.
Rob is grossed out.
So your bed has stairs to get into it. Is that what you're telling me?
That's right.
Bigger on the lower
upside
part
down stairs because it looks it looks like a mushroom because it's like the queen is on top and the full is on bottom.
Right.
I mean, me personally, I'd be like right onto the floor.
Hey, listen, I'm 5'1" on a good hair day, so you put a nice thick box spring with a. Yeah, I almost need stairs to get on that looker, and that's okay.
It depends on how high up in the air it is and how tall you are, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not wearing my stilettos, so, you know, it's a challenge. I always have to run, like, from the end of the room.
And jump.
Yes.
Almost like a high jump, right?
Pole vault.
Wow, so I passed that test. You thought I was going to fail.
But you thought you were going to fail.
I did.
You said that's why I'm single.
Clearly, that's not, you know, a stumbling block then.
Listen, we're building a Tinder business, so we need to get our ducks in a row, Ross. You know, we have to
data-driven research.
Right. Yes.
What do the numbers say? I brought a piece of media to illustrate exactly what this is talking about. If you want to play it, Ross.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Let's bring that up.
Yeah, we got on the screen share.
Whenever you're ready, fire away.
Okay, yeah. Oh,
here we go, the Tiki Talk.
Women versus men decorating.
Women versus men decorating.
Oh my. Wow.
Women versus men.
Okay.
He's got a chair. He's got everything he needs.
He
had an
chair.
Arm to eat off of, you know, paper plate and a plastic fork, and he's good to go.
Right.
He's good to go.
As soon as delivery gets there, he's ready to chow down.
It's living. It's a camp chair for sure. There was plenty of content to choose from.
Not sloppy at all. Very neat.
I do have another piece of content that is from a female creator who shows you how she reads a room, but I don't want to step on Rob's story if there's more he wants to share.
There's definitely more here.
All right, so let's get to a little more and then we'll come back to
sounds great.
Do another clip.
So we haven't talked about the biggest elephant in the room, which is the dirty towels yet. So and I'm glad that you didn't ask me about my bit. So I'm glad you focused on Ross, which was good.
Now you're up for the towel question.
So what do women think about waterbeds? That's the other question.
My mom had a waterbed when I was growing up. That was fun. But I haven't seen one in real life I haven't seen a waterbed in 75 years.
Yeah. Sloshing around in there like it's
I'd be for it. It wasn't
like
bad.
A wave on the ocean, right?
I have a water pillow.
Wow.
I have a water bottle.
I'd be scared I drowned. So
you have drowning dreams.
Do you?
Right.
I do. I have a water pillow.
Wow.
Not a bed, but a pillow.
Not a bed, no. Rob, do you have a water bed?
That's as close as you're going to get to the world cruise.
I've had one in the past, but I don't currently have one now. I have a Tempur-Pedic bed, so, right.
Nice.
Okay. we're showing our age, y'all.
I had the whole water bed, and it wasn't one of those compartment water beds, you know, that doesn't do as much of that. So, yeah.
It actually popped on me,
and it wasn't a pleasant experience.
Were you asleep when it happened? All of a sudden, you were like dreaming. So, like, that, like,
yeah,
you
I
were
felt in a, this well, your car wet run into feeling, the lake. Right.
Oh my!
Talk about a rude awakening. I got to get out of here.
Oh my god!
I'm sinking.
Breaking the glass in the imaginary car.
So, Rob, I'm just curious again, and maybe I missed the memo, but where were these stats found again?
On some social media platform. I can't remember where it was. It's new Recor. Data from a source called Redecor. It's REDECOR, which is a real life design simulation game.
Right.
Like The Sims?
Yeah, your home decor does matter when it comes to having a successful
relationship. So no vested interest in making people think that they're not doing good enough.
Right. I'm sure it's unbiased research here. Right.
Argue about the towels. But it's not so much a dirty towel on the floor that makes us fed up. It's just like repeat. I'll just say this, treading lightly with respect to my male counterparts, of like the disparity of home housework and how that can show up in a heterosexual couple. And so it's not always about the dirty towel. It's just like, you know, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. So if you ask me, you know, in the survey of like, would you leave your partner over a dirty towel on the floor? If you can envision that you've been picking that towel up for 15 years, no matter how much you asked them to pick up the towel, it didn't happen. That's probably more of the context. So that's my answer to what do we think?
You know, it totally, and all fairness to the women that were interviewed in this, 10 to 1, it's exactly what Rebecca is saying, is some things are, it's not about those things in particular, it's more the attitude of like, where a man wants you to be their mommy, eek, right? I hate to say it, but hello, you know, I'm not your mama. And, you know, I'm a wife or a partner, you know, but I'm not your mama, you know. So go figure that one out. You know, that's kind of where it is, I think, more of the heart of it is. It's not so much about these silly things. It's repeated. And vice versa, not just for men.
Like, guys hate doing laundry. There's no question about that.
Right.
So they see it in their own mind that they're being environmentally and efficient conscious. So by using that towel repeatedly, they're saving the environment.
Use the towel repeatedly, just hang it on the fucking hook. Just hang it back up. Because the question was about towels on the floor.
Oh, right. Was it really? Right? Okay. It wasn't specific about any location for the towel. It was just dirty towels. That could be in the kitchen. It could be in the bathroom. It could be in, you know, a shower towel. Okay. It could be any towel. Right.
So I misheard you. This is a deal breaker for me. I'm just going to say this is, I don't care so much about the towels and all that, but you know, yeah, if there's repeat attitude for me, it's like, if a man can lie to me, like not be straightforward, like to me, that's foundational. So it's more stuff like that for me that I'm like, ick, you know, just saying.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lie to you, girl.
Like sometimes, okay, I'm going to throw this one out. And, you know, I grew up with like four brothers. I grew up in a house of men. So sometimes I'd go to my brother and I already knew the answer. Okay. It doesn't matter if you're a girlfriend or a friend. Okay. I'm just saying this. out there, doesn't matter if you're a girlfriend or a friend or somebody that you say you value, okay, my brothers, okay, I would know the answer to something already, and I'd go out to them and I go, hey, you know, what were you doing this night, or what do you, you know, what, and they'd outright lie to me, and I already knew the answer, they'd outright lie to me.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Okay,
it's a white lie.
I wasn't born yesterday, and so when a man, especially, I mean, I'm saying any relationship, but I'm just saying because we're talking about Valentine's and dating.
Yeah.
Man, if you can't be honest, even with a friend, and value that woman, screw it, you are done.
You are done.
They already know the answer, and you just outright lie to them. You've been caught, and then you're trying to be like all smushy and friendly and lovey, and it's like, give him a Valentine's, will you be mine? It's like, yeah, no, bye. Sorry, my rant for the day.
Sing it, sister.
You can handle the truth.
the next highest objection was 45%. Cannot stand to see holes in their partner's comforter. So there, I mean, yeah, there you go.
So this sounds like very different stages of relationships to me, because
I mean,
if you've made it like years and years right, to where you're breaking up with somebody because they keep throwing the towel on the floor, that isn't like, but like comfort sort of sounds like, hey, I went home before I really knew who this guy was. And right. Right? I mean,
yeah, I'd be immediately thinking that I've got a moth problem.
Right? I mean, if this is a long-term relationship, you probably should have noticed the holes.
Yeah, but
and where did the holes come from?
What? Are these long-term relationships? Tell us again. Is this dating?
It's just a survey of 3,000 women to find their biggest apartment icks. So things that turn off a woman as a percentage. Now, 45% is pretty big. So guys, get a less holy comforter would be my advice if you want to hold on to your relationship. Right.
Tell Mickey Mouse to go home.
Right. Yeah. And put up a bug strip to catch those moths that are eating your comfort.
Just says threadbare and old, and you've had it since college, and it smells. I'm like, who knows what's on it? Like, give us a break, dude. I'm just saying.
I'd be probably more concerned if they were like burn holes or something like that from like cigarettes or something, right?
Hire Rob to come and do the Valentine's inspection.
Right. And then
that's a great idea.
Services.
All right.
And don't forget.
What I want to do professionally is check out people's comforters.
That's right. And then you can be on a podcast too, to tell the world how you overcame your
I could start a new TV series. Just doing this, it's almost like it's like a horror series, right?
It could
be like disasters in the apartment, right?
Series. You could call it Raiding with Rob.
Right. Oh, and then also 30% of women said they're done with the club lighting that guys have in there, which is, I don't know, which is interesting, like lava lamps, LED strip lights, neon signs. I know some women
love
like
lava
that
lamps.
Stuff. Right.
I love a lava lamp. I think they're so cool.
So 70% of women are okay with club lighting in their apartments.
I don't have any of that.
Services. Ross, tell me you don't have just overhead light everywhere.
The normal lights. Just normal. Regular house lights. Not overhead everywhere. No. Lamps.
Okay. Oh, well, okay, yes.
And the next one is 29% said that they had to make their partner get rid of old underwear before they would move in. So it'd be like the, you know, what kind of situation are we talking about here? Are we moving from white underwear to colored underwear? Are we boxers? What are we doing here, ladies?
I think we're throwing away the ones that have been rode hard and put away wet. So we don't, it's like, we don't want to see your period panties anymore than you want to see ours.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
Well, white undies do leave marks, right? So,
just at some point, can we make an agreement that there's sometimes, at some point, they get so old that we're like it's worn out. They're worn out. Do we agree that they get worn out?
If they have holes in them,
I am dying. Oh,
that's the common thread here, is if
they have holes in them. That's what I'm saying.
Holes in them that aren't supposed to be there. Right.
Threadbare, stained. Like it's not giving saucy romantic moment.
I don't usually buy that product from the budget aisle. So. Like I think I've gotten rid of them before they've gone threadbare.
That's all we're asking, Ross, which is why you're gonna make such a great boyfriend. That's why we're asking. Just get rid of them before it becomes problematic.
There you
There's
go.
Nothing worse than road stripes in the underwear, so that's all.
I mean, oh, look.
Skid marks.
Just invest in some new underwear. Wouldn't you want that from us as well?
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, what about the couch? There was something about the couch in there, right?
23% would break up with their partner outright if they didn't own a couch.
Thanks for coming over. Here's a nice folding chair.
You saw the camp chair in that TikTok.
Here's my camping chair. Here's
a blanket. Sit on the floor.
It happened. I mean, Claudia, you remember the old days dating around with these like just out of college guys, and it's like they've got a couple of cushions stacked up on the floor, milk crates. Bookshelves made out of cinder blocks and 2x4s. Those old spool, like industrial spools that they would roll up the street and make a coffee table. all the beer bottles along the wall. Those were the days, girl.
You know what, girl? I had friends like that, but you know what? This might come as a surprise, but I married the first guy I dated.
Wow.
Stop being so sweet, Claudia Santiago.
No, I'm not being sweet. It's kind of weird. Like
destiny at play. Right.
Some people ask me stuff like, hey, you know, do you remember this about this boyfriend, that boyfriend? I'm like, hey, I couldn't tell you. But I lived with the sweetest man. So I got my
That is the sweetest thing I've ever heard, girl. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, doll.
It seems like a good one. Happy Valentine's Day to you and Bruce.
Does seem a little odd by this question is it would break up with their partner if they didn't own a couch. That implies that they're already in a relationship and that they didn't know that the guy didn't own a couch before they started dating him.
Six months of sitting on the floor is right. Enough. That's my limit.
It could be 6 weeks. It could be 6 dates where you're like, nah.
Could be that he's only been over to her place and there wasn't a problem, but then when they went over to his place for the first time,
That's right.
She could have gone over to his place, and again, we're being very heteronormative here, so let's acknowledge that. But she could have gone over to his place, and been like, okay, we'll try this no couch thing because he's really cute and I'm feeling it. And then he says something dickish and you're kind of over it and you're just looking for a reason. And then the next time you go over, you're like,
have a no couch.
Where are we supposed to make out? I mean, come on.
Does it need to be a love seat couch or does it need to be a full size couch?
I think it's just an environment in which two people can sit next to each other. A love seat would count.
So can I just rant a little more here? So this is the deal. This is the deal. Okay, some guys come to me and go, Claudia, you know, I'm just still single. Da, 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 da. Okay, great. You know, nice guy and everything. And but this is the thing is, you know, they've got all the time in the world. They don't make an effort in a date. In other words, they're always going to her place. They never offer to pay for anything. They're always... like it's kind of like be my mommy, be my sugar girl, you know, and it's always take, and there's never a giving, right? So, and it's like, at some point, dude, you got to learn how to like show up for her, like get a freaking couch, get something secondhand. So, I mean, maybe in that question, it's the girls answering where they're going, you know, I've been with this dude for a while and it's always about me giving.
Okay. Give him a couch.
Right?
You're on the phone with your girlfriends. And another thing, doesn't even have a couch. And that's it.
Like, there's these guys sometimes, and I love men, by the way, and I really respect and honor men. So I just don't want this to sound like men bashing, because it's not. It's just, this is a little tip maybe from a girl who's happily married, who has an amazing guy. Okay, but this is the deal, is some of these guys are waiting to find this amazing woman. They got all the time in the world, but all they do is play video games through that time. It's like, dude, do you even have money to get her a ring? You don't have a couch, you have folding chairs? Go get another job, put money away, do something so that you can at least contribute to some of her comfort. And, you know, just saying, right? Anyway,
I think that this is an opportunity for the women to get their couch into the,
yes,
the priority couch that they picked, right?
Yeah, right. Right.
I'll just say, Claudia, on the TikTok, I've learned that they call that a bare minimum man. And eventually, bare minimum men are not going to make the cut.
And it goes the other way, too, to honor men, because I really highly respect men, and I hate women that bash men all the time, okay? This is not about bashing men. This is the deal. Is there some women out there who are expecting sugar daddies, and they're not coming halfway either? Or like, if it was a long-term relationship, let's say, and the dude's really, he's working hard, he's doing what he can, maybe he's building a side business for the future, you know, to bring in extra income for the future for the both of them. So he's really trying hard, okay? Well, if I was the woman in that scenario, I'd be like, hey babe, like let's go in together on a couch. Let's, you know, it'd be nice to have a couch in here. Right?
Right.
Like, don't leave it all up to the guy, ladies.
Right.
Same with dates. Like, you plan one date, I'll plan another. You know, let's do a stay-in date, but maybe once a month, let's do a going out date. And then instead of going out every week, let's put that money away. Let's save up together, you know.
Claudia is selling the partnership package. I'm loving it.
I love relationships, and I love healthy relationships, and I love seeing people get ahead. And, you know, I love Valentine's Day, but the reality is a lot of people struggling through Valentine's Day because they don't have a significant other, or they've lost a spouse, or they've lost a significant other. You know, it's a very hard time. Mm-hmm. But anyways.
Rebecca, you got another clip for us.
I do. I think you'll like this one, Ross.
Okay.
Home decor. Part three. Men who decorate with blue are solid men. I will say that they are a little bit basic. Nothing wrong with that, though. These men are ready to settle down. Okay, we all know that men who decorate with anime are nerds. But I will say that they're very loyal, super genuine, and they'll never cheat on you. But they are kind of low energy. They're not really going to romance you either. Men with fake plants are players. You heard it here. Beware a man with a marble coffee table. Liars. Run. Men who decorate with a lot of antiques are close with their mothers. And they make great husbands and fathers. They just don't really have good style. Hey, but that's why he needs you. Men who decorate with like dead animal stuff. I mean, it goes without saying that they're very outdoorsy. They have low emotional intelligence. Men who decorate with a lot of mirrors. Narcissists. Men who always have a fire going. I'm out of time. Follow for a next part.
Wow. Okay.
I just thought you'd find that adorable. Like, well, when we say, what does it mean to judge and like make assessments based on your apartment? Here's
judging. Yeah. Hey, do you have her other clips there? Or? That was pretty darn good.
You
should date her, Ross.
I will share this with you on TikTok, since you and I are TikTok friends.
Okay.
I need to change the color of my background now.
Her name is Annie K. Schaefer, and I'll put that in the chat.
That was good.
So if anybody wants to follow her as a creator. Yeah. I thought you'd like that, Ross.
Maybe she. I mean, just her. As a piece of art, you know, just as a piece of like TikTok entertainment, I thought that was pretty good. That was very clever.
I'm like, can I bring one next time about a customer service guy who gets a call from a dog? Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Next time I'm going to bring it since that
entertained. We should probably just have a show with our favorite like shorts, reels, and TikToks.
Yeah. I oh my God, let's do a why should people over 13 watch TikTok?
Okay.
Or all why right. They shouldn't.
Or shouldn't.
Rob, that's a different show. And I'm not coming. Rob. I'm not coming to that one.
Right.
No. All right. Let's pivot this discussion now to our area as creators and hosts. When you're watching somebody on video, are there certain things that you see in their background that make you say, I can't watch this, or this person is not credible to me? Like, are there certain things as a viewer that are turnoffs when you see them in someone's background?
Yeah. I think it's the fuzzy background. It's the ones that are trying to hide where they're at.
you know, the bokeh background?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of fuzzy around their head, and then and what's behind isn't clear.
So distracting, isn't it? So distracting, I think. I'd much rather see what's in your house.
Well, is that bokeh or bad green screen?
What are you trying to hide is always the thought that I have.
For me, it's the bad green screen. You know, when people start moving and then it's like, eesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Claudia, I think you have a very cool background.
Thank you.
Because it's got visual elements that aren't distracting. It has color and depth.
Sorry about
that. Yeah, you have a very cool background. I spent some time redoing my background because of this episode. Like, I'm going to have to show up spending a little bit of time on my aesthetic for sure. Ross, what do you think?
Now, do you broadcast from like different locations, Rebecca, or are you always in the same location? You just have it framed differently.
This is it.
Or you don't have to tell.
this is it, baby. This is it.
I love the background too. It gives it depth.
Well, I'm sitting in a corner. That helps. When I'll just interrupt you, Rob. I'm so sorry to talk over you for just a second. Fine. But you'll remember, Ross, when I started the Stonefruit Roll-Up, the whole point of the show was to bring people on to tell me how to make the show. And on episode 3, I had Paul King from King Productions come on and give me pointers and tips. And he showed me to do a cover card and all the stuff the software could use. And at the end of it, his whole point was how abysmal my background was. Like, that was his critique. Like, you can't play like that. You have to have something interesting. The little light that's from him about creating a video aesthetic, he's like, it's really, really important. So ever since then, I've made a lot of effort to try and pay attention to my background, but you're also in an office. And so like notebooks are stacked, like you've got stuff happening. My dog opens the door. It's not perfect scenario, but I think that I'd rather see that somebody's at home or in their home office than fronting something else. So I think the aesthetic is important, and that's because Paul told me so, and I believe him.
So you're kind of saying you don't trust the green screen then when you know that that's not their home or that's not their office, there's a part of you that's wondering, what else are they hiding?
Well, no, I hadn't thought of that until Rob brought it up. I think it's distracting, but now that you bring it up, I'm like, yeah. Actually, in the age of AI, and as we've seen how almost imperceptible an AI bot can be, like showing where the sausage is made, you know, showing that you're actually in your own home. I think the more we show that we're real people, the better off we'll be. And this is a way to do it. So it takes just some planning and your ability to sit in a corner.
Now, I don't have a green screen set up, so I'm just using the background replacement in StreamYard. But this is with a green screen, this is kind of how I broadcast for a while. I don't think anybody thought I was in a real studio, or did they? And did that take away from my credibility, or did it add to it? Like, it's an interesting question.
I just find it visually cluttering, so it's hard to pay attention to you, which I think means that you're working harder to ingest the content, and that's not doing you a lot of favors as a creator who wants people to stick around and watch them. So I just find that busy, not discrediting.
Right. And then I went to something simpler like this, which is still a virtual background. It's not a fake plant, I don't think. I don't really know what was actually in that room.
Ross, anyway. My fake plants died because I forgot to pretend to water them.
I come from the angle where I think if I was sitting in Rob's beautiful room there with that awesome background, it would confuse my audience. I think just staying true to who you are and what your show actually is. Like, I ran a series of shows for quite a while with Viva La Vida Success, and I had my Revive Live health and wellness shows. I did not broadcast out of my entertainment show. This studio is literally true to stage. It's got all the lights and everything. It's hot. It's what I broadcast my shows that I would be doing as an entertainer. Now, when I did those for Revive Live, my target audience was people looking for health and wellness. I got gigs with doctors, with health focused people. And I was in a room with a lot of white, had a background that just had very simple, like black frame on it. And I was showing, I had a TV screen or something, and I was showing like diagrams and doing some topics on, and had guests on that were in that health and wellness vein. So I think it, for me, that's how I produce and that's how I show up on screen. And then also too, you know, there's a whole minimalistic movement out there, and where women were like going gray and all that. Hey, all the power to you girls. But I'm an entertainer. I'm a public figure. And if I'm going to speak on somebody's stage, I'm not going to show up without being well-dressed, have my proper shoes on, my makeup, my hair done, because I want to deliver as a professional, deliver my topic so that the people that are coming and paying money for tickets are going to go away going, hey, I'm not distracted by the fact that she showed up in her sweats.
Just saying. You can come show up in your sweats at my house anytime, girl.
Right. And I do show up in my sweats in some cases, you know, when I'm doing a health and wellness thing. I'm an overcomer of a life-threatening illness where my immune system attacked my kidneys. So sometimes when I'm speaking in that realm, you know, I show up in my tracksuit and I show how I overcame that thing by eating well, by following, you know, the plan the doctors had for me. I went through chemo, radiation. I almost lost my life. It's a powerful, powerful story. I am not going to show up in my entertainment garb unless I'm doing the halftime show, you know? And I think that's sort of how I see it and how I position my backgrounds when I do live streaming.
I bet you the most adorable tracksuit that ever lived, too.
Yes, it has bling.
So I used a photograph of my real background with a green screen before, when I've changed locations for a while, because I hadn't built a new background yet. So I used, you know, like I moved from a one place to my new place, and I used a virtual background that was the same as my old background for some period of time. So that's how I've used the virtual background thing. I do have a giant green screen that I can put behind me.
Is it a physical object? We were talking about this today, actually, looking in StreamYard, as like we were playing with some virtual backgrounds in anticipation of the show and just playing around and kind of looking. And I couldn't tell whether or not, when they said use a green screen with good lighting, if that was software or a physical thing that you put behind you.
It's a very large actual physical green screen. Actually, on one side it's green, on the other side it's blue, so you can flip it around, but it has a metal frame around the outside of it. It's probably 6.5 feet in diameter, or
like a step and repeat.
Yeah, you actually hang it from a tripod.
Oh, wow.
Behind me. And it basically takes up the whole frame of, it depends on how close the image is. I mean, you can't, it depends on how big the screen view is on mm-hmm. it. But yeah, you can do that. And it's also possible now to not even have that, just like what Ross was doing.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the technology's come, because if I tried to do it without a green screen before, right. it would have been horrible. But
yeah, it's also important to really light the green screen with separate lights, mm-hmm. if you can do that. So it's kind of complicated, and that's exactly what I did. I bought a couple of LED lights that I would put on the floor, and I would shine up at the green screen. So it would make that color more vibrant, and that would make a much cleaner cut line around, like around my face and mm-hmm. my shoulders and things like that. So,
question, is that considered club lighting?
Well, this lighting behind me right now would be considered to be club lighting. And yeah, so
I think the studio, I think there's a distinction between the studio and the living room and bedroom, right?
Yeah.
So let's see what some people think. Science Grinds, Karima McDwyer says, Ross, the fake background is better. Okay. So there's one vote for the fake background. Anthony, great to see you. Anthony Loyola says, hey, fam, hope y'all good. Carlos hey. Phoenix.
Carlos,
our friend says, I go live in bed all the time, but when I'm doing a show, I set things up differently. Let's see. Karima says, I don't like big microphones like both Ross and Rob are using. Claudia's is not distracting because you can't see it.
No comment on my microphone.
Yeah.
Science Grinds. What?
It's barely visible, so that's probably why you didn't say anything about it. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I agree with the big microphones. I would prefer not to do that, but I have yet to be able to come up with a solution that's better. That I can do on a live show. I would love to be able to put it further away like this, and it still sounds okay. But it does sound a little hollow.
And then you have to crank up the gain, and then it picks up, then it starts to pick up room noise and stuff. So
yeah, I'm ramping up the gain right now, and you can start to hear a little bit of echo, right?
Right, so
it's not.
Bruce just made a cool comment. He says, I have an app on my iPhone that analyzes correct lighting on a green screen so you don't get the flare.
Right. Oh, wow. I need to check that out.
Yeah. Very cool. I think anything that distracts, I think, from connecting with your audience. Mm-hmm. So it could be just not showing up in a way that, whether it's lighting or you got too much going on in the background, audio, sometimes that. Using like I just did forever. just I think everybody, we just learn at our pace, but we also learn what works with our audience.
Let's see. Fraser Ramsey's joining us. He says, evening.
Hi, Fraser.
All. Good to see you, Fraser.
I met Fraser in Edinburgh.
Oh, that's right. You did a concert over there, right?
When I was touring Europe, yeah. We made a point. We met online, and then we made a point to connect while I was out touring.
How cool is that? That's so cool.
There's the blurry background Rob's got. Andrew Kavanaugh says, my wife suggested placing the bookcase behind me and add lights. Works well. See, there's working as a team, right? There's a couple working as a team.
His jacket covers on his Good books aren't threadbare.
Yeah, I don't think that's better. All right.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to turn it off.
I don't like it.
And sometimes, quite honestly, sometimes it's really nice to have live streams where you're outside by the ocean, like Mitch Jackson does that really well.
Right, right.
But of course, being careful not to get too many people in your view.
Fraser said he met Carlos in New York.
Oh, okay, nice.
I met Carlos in New York too, but I'm from New Jersey, so it's not quite the adventures coming from Scotland.
I have not quite met my hermano Carlos. Mm-hmm. Carlos Phoenix. One day, right, Carlos?
Karima says, Rob, it's better off. So yeah. It's better without the blurring.
It's off now. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a good example of what I was talking about, that there are people that will do that are doing their show from less than ideal backgrounds. Right.
Here's my mic.
I mean, Ross, I think that looks terrific for you because it's got your branding up there and
I love it.
All that stuff.
I think I have one with my book too. Wait, hang on.
Let's see. Oh, I have one. Oh my God, you guys, maybe I have one with my book.
Here's the book.
Wow.
Hey. Oh my God.
There it's more the to scale. Hey, nice.
The real deal.
The real deal.
What do you say? That's an awfully big book. That is not the scale. That's
that's like bigger than your head.
Yeah, it's like I got this big prop book.
Hey, can I buy that, Ross? Big ideas. Supersized.
It's a hard. Book? It's a hardback edition that we just released for volume 4.
Big ideas require big projections.
Right.
Hey. All right, so I'm going back to just the basic. Well, that's what I used when I was doing StreamYard Connect. And then there's the Livestream Universe one. Sweet. Okay, so let's take a vote. Who likes, with just my natural background, better?
Actually, I think this one is more interesting, to be honest with you.
Who likes with the studio better?
I could go either way, Ross, actually. But... yeah.
I think it depends on what you're doing.
What is, I find the picture distracting. Mm-hmm. Like, what's behind you? Manhattan skyline?
Well, it's just, right, it's kind of what they do with, you know, like studios and broadcast studios. You always kind of wonder what's outside, you know?
Yeah.
What is it a favorite? Is it a skyline that should be recognized?
I have no idea. It was a stock footage video in which I pulled a frame out and made a static background and then adjusted the coloring. And then a friend helped me put the logo so it would be in line and stuff like that.
Hey, I just jumped over to Facebook because that's where like half our party is here.
All right, hanging out. Chris Stone.
I just went to say hi. Hola.
Chris Stone votes for natural background. Chris Stone has a good eye for design and visual. So we got to give some serious credence to what Chris Stone says. With absolute.
Yeah, Ross, you should get some lasers that are kind of like... moving around. No.
Well, so we've got the natural background. We've got a semi bed frame. We've got an amazing personality. We've got like 4 bestsellers. Who wouldn't want to date Ross?
Bringing it all back to the Valentine's.
Right. He's got a bed frame. He's good to go.
We're building a business here. Bed the frame. AI Ross, like.
There and he doesn't have any lava lamps, as far as I know.
No. I was thinking that if you don't like doing laundry, or you find it to be tedious, or you don't like shopping for a new bed spread, or you don't like organizing your space, you could call Rob Greenlee's AI troop of merry maids to come out for
I'll
weekly
rush over
service.
There and rescue you. Yes,
we'll the call robots. It the bachelor package, and it will guarantee that you will not turn people off by your apartment alone. And I think that would be worth, that's $1 million business.
I'll have an army of Tesla Optimus robots here soon. I can just, I can assign one over to your property.
That's what I'm saying.
All your issues.
Oh, hilarious.
You know how everybody talks about like, how the fact that the technology is available to everybody for all these different types of content creation. So it really comes down to your personality, your knowledge, what you bring, because no longer do you have to be an expert in the tech. Well, it's going to come down to that with relationships too. No longer will you have to do all these little things. You'll have robots that'll pick up your towels and put it away. So that's a leveler for the guy who doesn't like to do any of that stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
He can just show up with his personality and
listen. Soon we'll have like the whole dating scene where it's like, you can just date me or you can date me and my robot. Right? I'm a robot, will do everything that I'm not. So if you get tired of me, you can like send me, kick me out to go see a movie, and you can spend time with my robot.
There you go. It's, Bruce it's says the I bare, need a Velvet Elvis.
It's the bare minimum basher. Like it raises the playing field for everybody who's allergic to washing towels.
There you go.
All right.
Rob, I'm seeing so many avenues for this.
Me and my robot.
Yep.
And apologies to Science Grinds for chastising you. Apparently my microphone is behind my nameplate, so it was super invisible. Anyway, falsely accused. There's nothing worse.
So in the couple minutes we have left, any thoughts on Joe Rogan's $250 million, is that what it is, deal to do podcasts? Well, being paid like an all-star baseball player to do podcasting.
Right. Yeah, I think it's though I did want to show one thing that is before we move on to that topic that is related to podcasting, but this huge trend with the Gen Z population. And let me share this image with everyone. So I'll do a screen share, Ross, and you can see this.
Sure.
Let's see here. Here it is. I can't remember if we covered this or not, but this is the image of, you know, podcasters, especially in the Gen Z population, are doing this. They're podcasting from bed. And I did see a comment in the thread here talking about, I do all my podcasts from bed. So you can,
wow.
Yeah.
I see a lot of like chairs together. With the mics kind of coming in. This makes sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, it is a comfortable thing. If you're not, I mean, some of these are actually doing video from bed. So
there you go. Like, that's where you need to get that bed frame headboard there, Ross.
It's important.
Exactly. Now you have a background. You have a bed frame. You're handling two major problems with one purchase.
And then you could put I'm Dateable right here, right behind you.
Oh, right. My God.
So that's what everybody's first impression wants to be. Hey, this could be you right next to me.
More about your headboard experience.
Transparency in advertising, Ross. That's what we're asking for here. Speaking of Gen Z, I have a little Valentine's thing to show everybody. Sure. Claudia, you're going to love it because it's an activity. It's not a TikTok. Okay. It's not a TikTok. This is something I queued up in case we ran out. I don't know. Okay. It's not media. I'm going to teach you something. Okay. So you know how like we all do the little heart thing. I have a almost 16 year old Gen Zer who should. Here's the new thing. That's a heart. It's two little fingers that make a tiny heart. That's it. This is the new gesture, the new heart gesture. Wow. Just make a little heart out of your two fingers. Yep, Ross has it. Ross has it. Yeah, man. This is like, the new Gen Z like heart emoji thing. Wow. That's it. It's just a little guy. Okay, so I'm leaving us.
We're jumping on a meme here, aren't we? Is that what we're doing?
Uh-huh.
Everybody pose.
Yeah.
So is it the upper part or the
thumbnail
lower
thumbnail cover?
It's this and that, like the like the heart together. You did it.
Okay.
I leave you very with that good. Gen Z-ism.
Wow.
All right. Well, I hope everybody's enjoyed our Valentine's week special. I hope it brought you closer together with your loved one.
or maybe this is breakup season for you.
Or maybe you recognize what they lack in decor is an indication of something bigger.
Right. No couch, no spouse. That's it.
Because
Claudia, go ahead.
Because it's Valentine's, I wore my earrings that are like 5 inches long. I did these for a photo shoot for a Valentine's promo thing. And I wanted to show off a beautiful red dress.
Wow.
And let's see, what else have I got here? Come on, we got it. Like pump it up because it's Valentine's. There's red, lovely little purse. And if you're so inclined to forget the red and just go bling bling, here you go.
Or both.
All right.
All right.
For the eyes.
I love it.
Karima McDwyer says, I can't believe you've even got me making the Gen Z thing. Now I forgot how to do it. That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And Carlos Phoenix has like, he has this, what is it here? He's got like, I'm trying to read some technology, right, Carlos, where you can broadcast from bed.
Right.
Interesting.
And the Stream Leader Report is now available as a video podcast on Apple Podcasts. So each of our episodes each week will be added to that. I put a few back episodes in to start off the feed. Amazing. And so if you're big on hanging out in the Apple app, you can listen to the audio or you can find the video podcast and actually watch it on desktop or in the mobile app.
That's hot. Awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Ross.
Thank you, Ross. Yeah. All right.
For Rebecca Gunter, our peach and chief from stonefruit.com, and Claudia Santiago, our international recording artist from claudiasantiago.com, and Rob Greenlee, host of the New Media Show and Podcasting Tips with Rob Greenlee, a Hall of Fame podcaster, Mr. Rob Greenlee. I am Ross Brand. Our show is the Stream Leader Report. And we will be back again next week on Thursday with another episode of the Stream Leader Report. Take care, everybody.